SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Republicans say Hunter Biden is in more trouble after defying a congressional subpoena to appear privately for a deposition with investigators digging into his business dealings. Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan says Hunter Biden could face contempt of Congress charges.
We will begin looking at that. Both the lawyers for the Oversight Committee, the lawyers for the Judiciary Committee will move in that direction. But look, when Congress asks you to come, you're supposed to come and testify.
Hunter Biden says he was on Capitol Hill yesterday to defend himself and his family.
For 6 years, I have been the target of the unrelenting Trump attack machine shouting, "Where's Hunter?" Well, here's my answer. I am here.
House GOP leaders say they'll begin looking at contempt of Congress proceedings in response to Hunter Biden's lack of cooperation. Also on SRNNews.com, the House takes up the annual national defense bill today after it was passed last night in the Senate.
Despite some disagreements over amendments, the National Defense Authorization Act passed with strong bipartisan support. The $886 billion price tag includes a 5% pay hike for the troops. It also spends more than $11 billion to deter China and some $800 million to help Ukraine. Much more money is expected for U.S. allies, Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan in a supplemental spending bill favored by both parties, but currently held up by deep disagreements over GOP demands for policy reforms at the southern U.S. border. Bob Agner reporting.
Israel has vowed to keep fighting until it crushes Hamas after one of the deadliest single battles of the war for its soldiers in Gaza. It faces mounting international calls for a ceasefire. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead by 91 points. This is SRN News. A battle over buses in Washington, D.C.
The Christian ministry Wall Builders is suing the Metropolitan Area Transit Authority for refusing to allow it to buy ad space on city buses. The transit system says it won't take any ads of a religious nature, but Wall Builders says that's unconstitutional. The ad that was rejected for the buses shows a picture of George Washington kneeling to pray at Valley Forge with the words, quote, "To find out about the faith of our founders, go to wallbuilders.com." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota officials will no longer deny applications for personalized license plates based on a state law that says any tag can be denied if it's found to be, quote, offensive to good taste and decency. Officials agreed to the change as part of a legal settlement approved by a judge who found that the good taste and decency language is unconstitutional. The American Civil Liberties Union sued last month on behalf of a man who wants to promote his marijuana business on his license plate. This is SRN News. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says she and other senators are pressuring the UN to investigate sexual assault by Hamas, something Ernst says she was forced to do given the comparative silence from many women's groups in the U.S.
The UN Women, the very entity for gender equality and empowerment of women, they did not immediately and unequivocally condemn Hamas's atrocities.
Senator Ernst was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A judge is set to decide whether to strike down, affirm, or hold a trial over Wyoming's abortion bans. That includes the state's first in the nation explicit ban on abortion pills. A hearing in a lawsuit challenging the laws is set for Thursday afternoon before Teton County District Judge Melissa Owens. Any decision on the bans is likely to be appealed. More details at SRNNews.com.